As a result of the health challenges that I have been dealing with this year, especially, and due to the fact that they have impacted my life in so many different ways, and I do want to say that I realize that I am certainly not the only one that is dealing with these kinds of issues. I also realize that there are many people dealing with far worse and far more dire circumstances than what I'm speaking about. But I find that this is a tendency during times when I find myself in a place where I am not really sure about whether things are either getting better in some areas or in some cases, things getting worse. The one thing I have begun to realize is that these are all really just thoughts that are occurring. And I know that it's not abnormal or unusual for me to find myself really wrapped up in a lot of thinking about whether, you know, things are getting better for me in a certain way or in a certain area, or things are getting worse. I also find that in many cases, these things are happening simultaneously. But what it makes it so difficult about trying to figure this out is very simple, that I am trying to figure it out. And the more that I get wrapped up in my thinking about this, and really what it boils down to is that I am very busy analyzing, you know, how I am in any given moment, what things look like for me. And then, of course, I'm going to begin to make judgments or harbor beliefs about where I think things are headed for me in the future, and beginning to also retell myself the story of my past. And there have been some times this year that I was, clearly from a medical standpoint, in trauma, and I've noticed that there is a hesitancy on my part to think about those things. And it seems to me that this stems from the fear that is generated by thinking that if I dwell too much on this, that somehow I'm going to end up back there again. And I know that this is all just on one level, this is all just thinking. This is all just activity of the mind. And what has really made it easier for me is to first recognize that I am human, to extend a little bit of kindness, compassion, kindness and compassion to myself, and to give myself a little bit of space and cut myself a little slack, and realize that, at least from my experience, it is very, very human to get caught up in this, that somehow I've got this story or narrative of who I am based on what has happened to me, where I think I am right now, where I am either excited that I may be going in the future or completely afraid about where I'm going in the future. And that's really where I get down to what I call I'm basically playing this game that has been I've begun to find that it's pointless. That, you know, I'm either getting better or I'm getting worse. And I'm really limiting myself in a lot of ways. And I know that may sound a little strange, but if I am really just living in this very binary way where either things are getting better or they're getting worse, I am missing out on a lot of middle ground where things just really are as they are. And I have begun to, when people ask me how I'm doing, as strange as it sounds, the most common answer that I seem to be, and I, there again, this isn't something I thought about, but my answer is, I don't know how I'm doing, because the more that I can free myself from the need to try to figure out how I'm doing, gives me the ability to be able to just be here without thinking about how I'm doing, thinking about, am I getting better? Am I getting worse? Where am I headed? Where am I going? And I'm not saying that I have been able to, I certainly can't force myself to stop thinking about these things. What has really been healing for me is to simply recognize that these are thoughts that are occurring. I don't know where they're occurring. I don't know what's causing them to occur. I can speculate on that, but I have really, for the most part, lost interest in, it's just not that interesting to me anymore, trying to figure out why I'm thinking the way that I'm thinking. What has really been the focus for me and many people that I have shared this with and taught mindfulness practice to, that it is more about being in the moment without buying into or giving any energy or any time to thoughts about where we are. And the more that I can resist the temptation or the urge to give into this type of, to really buy into this kind of thinking, which ultimately will lead me down the path of forming beliefs around this. Pretty soon, I'm very busy being the guy that's getting worse. And I don't want to discount the fact that in many cases in this human experience, that I don't want to discount or deny that there is fear around parts of our physicality. There are clearly many things that can generate fear, and especially when we are facing an uncertain future and when things are very tenuous and constantly in flux. When it comes to our physicality and our physical existence, and when we're not necessarily in a place of equilibrium, of course, I found there to be fear around that. But the more that I begin to think about those fears, and I do want to distinguish, this is something that I've learned very recently, and even though I've been studying mindfulness for decades, that this is something that has been very fresh and new for me, and that is that it is one thing for me to feel fear. It is one thing for me to experience fear as an emotion running through my body as energy, for my body to begin to become, to go into a defensive posture or to tighten up or to brace against something. Ultimately, with the feedback loop between my body and my mind, I know that the more that my body is tensing up and bracing against something, the more that my mind is going to be affected by that because of the connection between the mind and body. And so if I'm really tense in my body and I'm really somehow closing myself to something, then my mind is going to be the same way. And one of the most fertile ground for fearful thinking that is based on trying to defend oneself against something is ultimately this place where there is just a complete openness to thinking that whatever I'm thinking has everything to do with how I think that it is. If I'm feeling fear in my body and there's thoughts that are getting generated from that, if I believe everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling, then of course I'm going to find myself in a place where I'm having a hard time coping. And when I've had as many experiences as I've had this past 8 months going on, well, actually 9 months now, that, waking up in the middle of the night, not really knowing what is going on, and then beginning to find myself being really nervous about finding myself awakening in the middle of the night in fear about something that is going on or feels like it's going wrong or that there's some sort of issue, I can begin to hold on to those things to the point that that is really all my thinking is about. And then I'm really limiting myself. And when I'm doing that, what I always come back to is the recognition that when I'm busy being that person locked in fear or trapped in fear, it is because I'm choosing to be wrapped up and locked, I'm choosing to be wrapped up and overly concerned with fear about the future and about wondering or telling myself somehow that, things are getting better or things are getting worse. Or if I think things are getting better, then the natural fear is, well, what if they begin to be worse again at some point in the future? And so there's always this existence that is focused on the fear of things going a certain way. Or if they're going the way that we want them to, then we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak. this all really comes back to, and I know this, as I'm speaking about these things, this probably can sound overwhelming to some people. To some people, it may sound exhausting. And I don't want to make the assumption that everybody, quote unquote, thinks this way. But the more people I talk to about this subject, the more conversations I have about this, I find that it is more common than not. And the only way for me to simplify things, the only way for me to make things less complicated, I have really experienced, is that the only thing I can do is pay attention to my mind, because whatever it is that's causing me to feel overwhelmed, whatever is causing me to feel exhausted, is whatever's happening in my mind. And those thoughts are going to happen regardless. It's really just a matter of paying attention to them, not to get wrapped up in them or identify with them or begin to form beliefs around them, but actually the complete opposite of that. I want to be aware of those thoughts so that I can give myself the gift of making a choice whether I'm going to really give in to those thoughts, whether I'm really going to identify with them, and whether I'm going to create beliefs around them, and whether I'm going to be certain that because I'm thinking these thoughts, they must be accurate. That whatever it is, whatever my take is on relative reality, I believe is absolute reality when I know better. If I can remember that, if I can come back to the present moment and recognize that this is me really doing this to myself. And when I say doing it to myself, what I'm really speaking of is that I'm giving into the very established neural habit, something that is so natural to do as a human being, is to really believe all of these thoughts without questioning them. And also at the same time, beginning to believe that these thoughts are actually real and need to be taken seriously. And I'm not here to say what should be taken seriously and what shouldn't be taken seriously. The only thing I would share about that is that it's not even a matter for me so much about whether I take these thoughts seriously or not. All I really want to do is be here and recognize that they are happening. Then things begin to really simplify. I won't say that it's easy. Sometimes these thoughts can be incredibly overwhelming. They can feel like it's consuming every bit of energy we have, and they feel so real because they're happening in our own heads. And because if we've practiced and I'm not immune to this, nor have I been, that, you know, whatever's happening in our heads is what we really believe is the truth of the situation. And it feels very real and it feels very near, so to speak. And that's really the perspective that it's so natural to look from when being a human being, I guess is the way that I would say that. And I know that there is another perspective, and that perspective is being able to cultivate it comes from cultivating a little bit of headspace through practicing mindfulness to be able to witness these thoughts. And in moments where I do find myself feeling some physical unease, or where there's times where, you know, I can feel fear in my body, it's been so much more helpful for me to just pay attention. And if there is fear, to feel the fear. And I realize at some point words really fail, that I can speak of fear when in fact it is really something similar to that. But at some point, maybe that word doesn't really fully describe it. At some point, it just feels however it feels. And the less that I'm thinking about how it feels, the less that I'm labeling that and categorizing it and trying to find a place to put it, so to speak, and really file it away, the less that I'm doing these things, I can simply go through life without trying to go through life understanding everything that is occurring to me, and without really having a need to be certain of anything. I'm not advocating this for anyone else. I'm really just speaking of what has naturally arisen as a result of practicing mindfulness for years, that it just begins to be more along the lines of what is happening right now in the present moment. And if I think certain things are happening, then by giving myself the gift of being here and really paying attention to what's going on in my head, I can then have a little bit of more perspective, a little more headspace. I can really look at this more as a witness who doesn't have such a personal stake in it. And I, by no means am I saying that this becomes a situation where I depersonalize to the point that I am no longer, I'm not deluding myself that this isn't me. And I'm not deluding myself into thinking that whatever I'm feeling, whatever these emotions are, isn't happening. I know that it is. But to me, it's really where the attention is the awareness of these things. And it's that I heard someone recently, there was a teacher that spoke of what he essentially said, and I don't know if I'm getting this 100% correctly, but what he said was that whatever it is, this awareness that we feel fear, that recognizes that we are in fear, whatever this is, this greater awareness actually is not in fear. And I heard that statement and sat with that a little bit and recognized that there, for me, it really is something that resonates, because it is this awareness, and this awareness of my thoughts, paying attention to my thoughts as a human being, it actually is very revolutionary on a certain level of consciousness, that I can actually give myself the gift of just simply being aware of the mental drama in my head, of my sometimes very strong emotional reactions to how I think things are or what I think things are going on. And I will say that the space that has been created, I did not create this space. This is something that just serendipitously happened as a result of me putting my attention in the one place that really ultimately has changed the game for me, and that is to be, if there is that awareness, that perspective of the witness that I have found is there, it is only because I have practiced paying attention to it and honoring it and trusting it. I would even go as far to say trusting it. And it is because of the fact that from this perspective, if I'm just paying attention to my thoughts, there really are no absolutes. I don't really have to be sure of anything. All I have to do is be here and be present and really see these thoughts as they're coming through, as they're occurring, to recognize when I'm reacting to them. And those reactions feel real. And I'm not saying that they aren't real. But what I also am sharing is that whether they are real or not, at a certain level of consciousness, it doesn't matter whether it's real or not, whether these feelings are real, whether these thoughts are real. I just can simply watch them, make the choice to not engage with them, to not allow, if I'm feeling the need to create an identity based on these thoughts, if I am beginning to form, if I'm forming beliefs about this that I really want to hold on to, what I can do is really let go of all those things. And by doing that, I can't force myself to do it. I find that it's not really me doing it in the pure sense. It is really that these things begin to fall away because I'm not really breathing new energy into them, and I'm not really giving them the time of day to continue to reinforce them. If I'm going to carry around a lot of thoughts in my head, if I'm going to identify as a person that is, experiencing this or that, then I'm really carrying this stuff around like dead weight along with me. And I really don't have to. And I used to think that, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. Of course, this is who I am. Of course, this is what's happening. And it's very natural and normal as a human to feel this way and to think this way. But the longer that I have practiced mindfulness, I've begun to see that I really don't have to carry all this around, that I can actually, my bag can be packed a little more lightly because I don't need all of these things to go with me wherever I find myself, wherever this journey leads me. I actually can travel much more lightly because of the fact that I just practice not needing to carry all this stuff along with me. And again, as I said a few moments ago, this is not about trying to pretend that I'm not who I think that I am. It's really something that is far more beneficial than that. And what that is I'm not in the business of believing or not believing anything. I just keep coming back here again. And the only reason I can keep coming back here to where things really, where it's all happening, however it's happening, that is basically not filtered by what my thoughts are about what's happening or my internal reactions to what's happening. I'm just simply here with whatever is happening. And I'm much more likely to cope. I'm much more likely to have some reserve, emotional reserve, to deal with those times when things are difficult, when they are scary, when things aren't going my way. At some point, what I realize is if things aren't going my way, what is really causing me pain is the fact that I have a quote-unquote way. That if I don't really necessarily, if I'm not necessarily attached to how I think it needs to be, then I can simply be with however it is and not need to form any beliefs around that. And I don't have to expend as much energy trying to get myself in a place where I think I need to be. And instead, I can just trust that wherever I need to be is where I will be. And I'm not saying that we should, you know, I'm not advocating a living a life in complete passivity and not taking action. It's just that the more and more I've practiced this and the more I've talked to other people who practice mindfulness and other associated meditative practices and engaging in all kinds of healing modalities is that we begin to, there's kind of a sense, I heard a teacher once refer to this as we begin to lose that very strong sense of personal will. At some point, we begin to respond more intuitively. We begin to be less reactive. There's a way of actually being in the world, being in our own bodies, in a way that we can actually just simply experience what we experience and trust that we can actually be guided more and flow with what is actually going on. And I don't want to get too overly metaphysical. I just know that I read a lot about these things for years. It felt very theoretical to me. But the more that I practice mindfulness, something has come online that has been something that I can't even really put words to. But it is that I can begin to really honor my intuition. And when there's something that I need to do, I'll know that I need to do it. I'll trust that I'll know when I need to do it, and I can do it. But at the same time, I want to say, as I'm finishing here, that not only am I doing it, but I can also be it. In other words, I don't have to make efforts to be in the flow of things. I can simply pay attention to my mind. And when I'm not completely bought into what's going on there, there's something much larger going on in life. There's something much bigger that's going on in this human existence. And I can actually tap into it and be here for it. And there's nothing special about me at all. I'm just an average human being who has no real innate gifts at all. I'm just simply another human being. But it's made itself available, everything that I've spoken of, just because at some point I made the choice to begin to practice paying attention to what's going on in my mind. And for a while I was very busy being the meditator, and I catch myself at times certainly doing that now. I'm not immune to this. I can be the person that's busy engaging in this practice. But the times that I just kind of wake up and find myself in a place where I'm not really paying so much attention to that, where I have no beliefs around, you know, me being anyone who's doing anything, that has really been where the magic has happened. And all I have to do in order for these things, and it's not that I get this because I do this, it's just that these things have begun to happen more frequently because of one simple thing. It's not an easy thing, but it's really just about coming back home here, coming back to myself, paying attention to what's going on in my mind, and not needing to believe that I'm anybody based on those thoughts. And then I can finally get to a point where I don't really even need to know whether things are getting worse or whether they're getting better. They just are how they are. And there's no way for me to know what the future will bring. And I find that for me, there's no point in me getting wrapped up in this because as soon as I do, then I'm not here any longer. And if things are changing, I can't really be here to cope with it because I'm busy somewhere else worried about things getting worse or getting attached to and clinging to things getting better. Or I can be so busy trying to make things better that I am not really here for what's really going on. And ultimately, that's what this practice has been about for me, is being here and wanting to continue to return back here so that I can actually be the best person I can be for other people, for myself, and ultimately cope with this life that sometimes can be very, very trying.